This is Mix 94.5, Perth's Greatest Hits, with Clazzy, Matt and Kimber doing it for you this morning. It's just gone 8:12. If you've just joined us, maybe the first time over the last week or so, we have been separated by management, not for any reasons that it would normally be, but for, you know, the extraordinary that's going on right now. So therefore, you don't want the whole team to come down sick, even if it's just a common cold. And Matt, you're at your place right now. What's the update?
Well, I don't know if I'm a failure as a parent, but I have just given the green light for Steppy D, my stepdaughter, to have a Milo for breakfast. So that's where we're at the moment.
Going about the domestics right now, Kimber, going to be a hot day today. Is it cool at your place?
It's actually really lovely at the moment, although I'm curious, if you leave Steppy D to make her own Milo, how many teaspoons of Milo go in the cup?
Let's just say that it was a kind of a half-half. I just saw it then.
It's a bit of a sweetie, was it?
Just milk straight into the tin.
Oh, it's marvellous what a difference it makes, I tell you.
Especially when it's half a tin. It's just got 8:12, Mix 94.5. One of Kimber's friends is Marissa Greffa, is a Perth girl, a woman who now works and resides. She's not working right now because there's so much going on, but in the Tuscany area of Italy. And we caught up with her last week and we thought we'd say g'day and... So, Marissa, welcome. Hope you're going okay.
Hi, guys. That's no problem. Thanks for having me.
Marissa, we're seeing the changes around the world, but it does feel like we're still not quite getting it in Australia, that we haven't got the message out and people aren't quite taking it seriously yet.
I've been seeing that from here, I have to say, for us being in the centre of one of the real hotspots. And we're seeing that people are getting mixed messages. We're seeing that people don't know who to listen to, that they're confused. And we're seeing that a lot of people aren't taking it seriously. And definitely that's a huge part of also our stress, because we feel a massive responsibility to get the word out to other parts of the world. Listen, this isn't something that happened just because Italy is somehow a problematic country. No, because we thought that about China. We hear that people are saying, well, Italy's population are very old and maybe the medical system isn't very good. We do have an aging population here, but the medical system in Lombardy is truly fantastic, and we are in a really horrific situation.
Marissa, as you seem to be a few weeks ahead of us, tell us what life is like now, because it does feel as if we are beginning to implement some of the strategies that Italy did a few weeks ago, which is feeling weird and feeling a bit scary. So we'd love to know there's some light at the end of the tunnel.
We've definitely entered the next stage. We were where you guys were a few weeks back. We're starting to see our numbers are really high right now, which is quite devastating. At this stage, we now know people who have the virus. We now know people who have family members passing away. We are seeing the reality of what an overloaded health system looks like. People are very stressed. People are very exhausted. And I would say, because of the numbers we're seeing, people are beginning to grieve. There will be a light at the end of the tunnel, but it's a long tunnel.
Now, even if you're not sick and someone like in your position, how are you feeling physically? Is it, a lot of things come from anxiety and just general tiredness as well. How are you feeling?
I was having a bit of a chuckle, actually, with some friends, because we're all sharing. We're quite similar. You know, one moment you'll be laughing hysterically at some sort of funny meme or video that someone's made that, really cracks you up. And then 10 seconds later, you're weeping into your cup of tea and dusting a pot plant.
Yeah.
And you find yourself doing these incredibly random things because your emotions really do go all over the place. One moment you're very calm and you're really accepting. And then the next moment you're feeling quite angry. And this is really stages of grief stuff. And I think that's where the exhaustion comes in. It takes a lot of energy to change your whole way of life, your whole ritual, your rhythm, how you eat, how you shop, how you connect with people. It takes more energy than you realize. Don't expect so much from yourself when you go into lockdown, because you'll probably have all these ideas of all these things you're going to do. You're probably not. Probably just getting through each day with love, with compassion, with connection, and a little bit of alone time is already going to be a lot on your plate.
Yeah, wow. Well, Marissa, one of the things that I read from experts that really resonated with me is that some people might look at the numbers and think, well, isolation's not working. Look at the numbers that are happening in Italy. Look at the people dying. But the results of our actions now don't show until 2 or 3 weeks from now. So if we don't isolate now, we are going to continue this pattern of seeing some truly horrific things.
Exactly. That is exactly right. And I think that that was something at the beginning. We sort of knew that, But when those numbers started to climb, it is really hard. You do have to kind of check in with yourself and go, okay, we knew this was going to happen. We knew this was going to happen. And between 2 to 3 weeks, it's going to start to turn. And so now, of course, Italy is just starting to, with the new cases, they're just hovering firm.
Yep.
They're still a bit high, but they're not getting higher. And we're very cautiously optimistic, which is not something I thought I would ever say about numbers that are as high as ours. But numbers as high as ours that are at least starting to stabilize is a cause for cautious optimism here. And it is, yes, it is this real case of hold strong. And hold strong a little bit longer than you think you have to, because we do have to wait to see the fruit of our efforts. And that can be a bit challenging mentally, but it's really worth it. Dig deep.
Hey, Marissa, thanks for your time. It's been wonderful to chat again.
You're welcome. Always a pleasure.